Dear Cheap Astronomy, what is quantum teleportation? Alice and Bob are caretaking a pair of entangled particles, A and B, which could be electrons. Neither Alice nor Bob knows the exact state of either particle, could be spin up or spin down, so each of these particles exists in a state of superpositioning, where they are essentially both states until they're observed, but they are entangled, so whatever state one is, the other will be its opposite. But then, Alice acquires particle C, which she doesn't know the exact state of either. What she does do is to go about measuring the relationship between it, particle C, and her particle A, meaning that she makes particles A and C interact with each other. If Alice was working with electrons, she'd be using magnetic fields or microwave pulses to get them to interact. But to keep it simple, let's imagine that particles A and C are two coins, hidden from view in a sealed box that is shaken, after which a detector within it tells Alice whether the coins have settled with both faces being the same, that is, both are heads or both are tails, or the faces are different, one is heads and the other tails, and also whether they are orientated the same way. So, for example, the tops of both coins are pointing more towards north than south. What's important is that Alice only gets information about their relationship, without ever knowing the actual state of either coin. So she still doesn't know whether A or C are actually heads or tails, nor which way they are orientated, north or south. She just gets information about the new relationship that has resulted from the two coins interacting while they were being shaken. Alice then communicates her findings to Bob. To achieve the teleportation process, Bob then needs to do something to his particle B. If Alice tells him that after interacting, A and C show the same face, both are heads or both are tails, and they're also orientated the same way, both pointing north or both pointing south, then Bob will do nothing to particle B. If Alice tells him they are the same faces, but not the same orientations, then Bob will turn particle B 180 degrees. If Alice says they are different faces, but the same orientation, then Bob will flip particle B. And if Alice says they are different faces and also different orientations, then Bob will both flip as well as turn particle B. Again, in the reality of dealing with electrons, Bob will be using magnetic fields or firing microwave pulses to manipulate particle B, but you get the general idea. Bob manipulates particle B so that it has the same new relationship with particle A as particle C has, although Bob will still not know the exact state of his particle B. The outcome of that terribly complex process is that the pre-existing entanglement between particles A and B has been destroyed, since both particle A and B have been changed, but Bob has now given his particle B the same relationship that particle C has with particle A. In other words, particle C's quantum uncertainty has been transferred to particle B, or teleported, if you like. The whole complex business is not dissimilar to the principles of quantum entanglement. So if Alice and Bob were just caretakers of entangled particles A and B, which had opposite but otherwise unknown spin states, and then Alice proceeds to measure the actual spin state of her particle A, the spin state of Bob's particle B immediately becomes known and locked in, since it must have the opposite spin to particle A. You can appeal to spooky actions if you like, but the outcome is essentially just logic. The teleportation idea is a bit more complex, but it's still essentially just logic. Alice reports some information about an interaction between her particle A and a new particle C, and then Bob uses that information to adjust particle B so that it will now interact with A the same way that C did. The information exchange between Alice and Bob was just a normal communication, nothing faster than light, and essentially particle B changed because Bob changed it, based on Alice's advice. There's no real need to call this teleportation, but everyone seems to like adding a bit of spookiness to the situation. Now, the reason Alice and Bob go to all this trouble, rather than just determining the actual spin state of their respective particles, is because teleportation is a useful operation in quantum computing. And to explain all that, we're going to need a part 2.